Picture this. You're standing in a courtroom, and suddenly you realize your best defense just became your greatest liability. Romans chapter 3, verse 19 says, "So that every mouth may be stopped, and the whole world may be held accountable to God." And that's the moment when the courtroom goes silent. Not because justice failed, but because truth prevailed. You know, we spend our lives building a case for ourselves, and we say things like, "I'm a good person. I've done more right than wrong. Surely God understands. I'm better than so-and-so." But when God's law is brought to bear, every argument collapses. The law was never given to save you. It was given to expose you. It shines a spotlight, not just on your actions, but on your motives, your thoughts, your desires. And when the full evidence is laid out, there is no objection to be made. There's no rebuttal. There's no appeal you can make. You're guilty. And here's the hard truth. Not one of us can say otherwise. And this is where the gospel must begin, not with comfort, but with clarity. Until your mouth is stopped, your heart won't be opened. Until you see that you have no defense, you won't run to the only one who can defend you. God's law doesn't clean you up. It shuts you up. And in that silence, grace begins to speak. Pray this prayer with me today. Lord, silence my self-justification so I can fully receive your justification. Here are two peoples to pray for. Brian and Pam Reisner, our missionaries in Romania, and also the Matamwe Lifeword broadcast for the people of Tanzania.